Congratulations, guys. Head back to state. Get a little bit of revenge on Hutch from last year. It's a tough ending to the season here, but on the same field. Boy, great defense behind Abby today, and you guys got some timely hits and some timely runs today.
Oh, yeah, it was huge. You know, Abby was spot on today. The defense was behind her, and you know, we had some really good hard shots. So, you know, couldn't be more proud of these girls. They've bought in from day one, and they've wanted to win. So, you know, it's great for them.
What's maybe the difference with this year's team in this position maybe compared to last year?
Experience and maturity. You know, we got four seniors. Abby's 1 year old, you know, older. She's a junior. So I think that experience and that maturity is what has, you know, made us get over the edge.
In a championship game like this, that was a dominating performance against a pretty good Hutch team despite the record 11-11. And I think you could tell the Hutch has played a really tough schedule. What does that say, you know, kind of about this team this year, playing a pretty good team like Hutch and as dominant as they were in the game?
You know, I think we knew Hutch, you know, with their record, we knew still that they played pretty good competition, so we knew we were going to have to come in and play well. But, you know, we believe in ourselves, you know, 100%. These girls, they believe in themselves behind Abby, and, you know, it's a huge performance for them. And, you know, it's just great to see that.
Abby had the big RBI single in the first inning as well. You guys had four hits that inning, and Casey Finch there in a designated player role had a nice day, three hits, and that one in the sixth inning. Granted, you guys didn't score that inning. That was a nice shot in the gap there.
Oh, yeah, she was on fire today hitting those gap shots. So that was really good for her to see, you know, all the way 1 through 9, all of our girls can hit. And so at any day, one of them might come, you know, through, and so it's huge to see.
Talking about your catcher, you could tell she was a little rattled a little bit in that first inning, maybe nerves kind of coming through, but it looked like after that she really settled down. And as a freshman, to be a catcher on a team with only two losses, that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, she is a freshman, and she's coming in to a huge role, you know, catching Abby, who's throwing, you know, rise balls that sometimes are hard to catch. So, you know, she didn't let that affect her at all, and she got back right on the horse, and she caught a great game for Abby.
Well, you have a week to prepare for state next week, and guys are going to be kind of opportunity maybe to be a higher seed and be the home team. I guess there's some things that you guys do to get ready for next week.
You know, I think we rest a little bit, and then we just keep fine-tuning what we've already been doing. You know, I don't think we change anything. We don't make it any harder than, you know, it has to be. We just keep doing what we're doing, and we're not done yet. Our goal is to get there and win games. You know, we don't want to just – we're not happy with just getting there. We're ready to win some games.